Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 27th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up,
cancelled flights that are due to happen this weekend are going to do untold damage to Ireland's reputation.
Fresh talks to stop Aer Lingus pilots' dispute from escalating, and Gardaí investigate bomb threat at Taoiseach's house. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Aer Lingus and the Irish Airline Pilots Association meet for talks this morning aimed at resolving their ongoing industrial action. Pilots with the airline are currently undertaking a work to rule in a row over pay. News Talk's Andrew Lyles reports.
Aer Lingus made an offer to IALPA for talks as the work to rule got underway yesterday, which was accepted by the union. As part of the industrial action, pilots are not working any overtime or engaging with work-related practices outside of their hours. An eight-hour strike is also taking place on Saturday, with Aer Lingus cancelling 275 flights in total as a result of the industrial action. IALPA is looking for an accumulative pay rise of nearly 24% and previously rejected a Labour Court recommendation of 9.25%. Both sides had separate meetings on Tuesday with the Labour Court, which ultimately decided it wasn't in a position to intervene in the dispute at the time. It's hoped this morning's meeting, likely to take a number of hours, will either put a halt to the action by IALPA or at least provide a basis for both parties to return to the Labour Court. Andrew Ladd at Dublin Airport.
Investigations are underway following a bomb threat made against the Taoiseach's family home. A phone call using a code word was made to the Samaritans helpline yesterday evening, claiming a device had been planted at Simon Harris's house in Wicklow. However, nothing was found during a follow-up search of the property. The Taoiseach's wife and young children were at home at the time, but Gardaí say they didn't have to be evacuated. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach is attending the European Council along with fellow EU leaders in Brussels. Discussions during the two-day meeting will centre on the Middle East, Ukraine and new appointments to key EU institutions. A new strategic agenda that will set the priorities for the EU for the next 5 years is also up for discussion. Simon Harris says he's looking forward to the European Council completing its work on appointments, which should be done by next month. Ireland has signed up to the EU Asylum and Migration Pact. Ireland voted by a narrow margin to opt into the pact following a Dáil vote last night, which was carried by 79 votes to 72. It'll result in legally binding processing times for international protection applications and see a substantial increase in the number of staff processing applications, along with the building of new accommodation centres, enhanced border security and an increase in the collection of fingerprints. Over 2,000 homes and businesses may be without water in Cork City tonight due to a planned outage. Ishka Éireann and Cork City Council are replacing over 1.1 kilometres of old water mains on the north side of the city. News Talk Southern reporter Jamie O'Hara reports.
The work is part of efforts to address long-running issues with discoloured water on the north side of the city, which has led to protests in recent months. Ishka Éireann customers in Farranree, Blackpool, Montanati and the surrounding areas may experience water supply disruption, discoloured water and low water pressure. The outage will begin at 10:30 tonight and should be completed by 2:30 a.m. tomorrow. The company says homes and businesses may have discoloured water following tonight's work and say running the tap for 20 minutes will usually return it to a clear colour.
The Rape Crisis Centre says it's recorded its highest ever number of calls in its 45-year history last year. 18,600 contacts were made in 2023. The highest number of calls came from women, first-time callers and those aged between 18 and 29. Its annual report also shows 7 in 10 had experienced sexual violence as an adult, while 3 in 10 had suffered abuse as a child. Rishi Sunak and Keir Starmer clashed over issues such as immigration and spending in their final televised leaders' debate of the UK election campaign. The British Prime Minister accused the Labour leader of planning tax rises, while Mr Starmer says Mr Sunak was bullied into action over the Westminster gambling scandal. A YouGov poll asking who performed best came in 50-50. Conservative David Davis says Rishi Sunak can highlight his record.
He's faced a once-in-a-generation issue in terms of war in Europe. a once-in-a-century issue in terms of pandemic. He did it with an economy which we'd inherited massive debts in the past, and he managed to get inflation down from 11% to 2% in 6 months.
In entertainment news, Lisa Kudrow says she's been rewatching Friends to celebrate how hilarious Matthew Perry was. For years, the actress said she couldn't watch herself playing Phoebe because it was too embarrassing. Matthew Perry, who played Chandler Bing in the sitcom, died last October at the age of 54. And in sport, in soccer, Georgia are through to the last 16 at Euro 2024 after a remarkable 2-0 win over Portugal in Group F last night. The result sets the side up for a meeting with Spain in the knockout stage as one of the best third-place teams. Turkey netted a late winner to beat Czech Republic 2-1 and finishes runners-up. Their reward is the last 16 tie with Austria. In Group E, Belgium failed to top the group. They went through as runners-up following a nil-all draw with Ukraine, and Romania topped the group thanks to a 1-1 draw with Slovakia. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.